of being very good and falling very well with what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about living in the promise of God. Quite often in our lives, we can be contented with our lot. Our little bit. But is that all there's there for you? Is that all that's there for me? I remember when I was in engineering, I seemed to change jobs quite frequently, basically because how it worked in the steel industry is contracts move from one place to another, so every couple of years it tend to be a move in my job from one place to another. And one of the things my colleagues would say to me is the grass is going to be greener over there. But then, on the other hand, you might be thinking, but do I really want to move? Am I happy where I am? Tonight, I'm going to tell you that God's got good things in store for each of us. He's got good things in store for each of us. That's something to get excited about. That's something, yes. It is. Definitely something to get excited about. But the problem is, how many of us can put our hands up and say we're drawing on it? We're pulling on what God's got for us. I've got quite a few scriptures tonight, so I'll be jumping about in the Bible a bit. You've no need to turn to them. I'll read them out to you. The first one is from Joshua 1, verse 8. It says there, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Prosperous and successful. I know some things tonight for certain. It's nice to have certainties. And as Christians, which I think each of us are here tonight, we can all claim a certainty. We can all claim as Christians that have accepted Christ that we have received eternal salvation. However, is that our sole purpose, being a Christian? To be saved? Is that it? Or is it that Christ should succeed in our life? Is it that Christ should succeed in our life? In our place? In our time? In our here and now? in our promise. Quite a few times this evening, through the choruses and through other things that have been said, the word promise has been said. Living in the promises of God. In Scripture, we can read of many promises. And this is not restricted to any particular part of the Bible. It's both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. We can read about the promises of God. There's something special tonight that I want to tell you about the promises of God. The promises of God are there for each one of us. The promises of God are there for the church. The promises of God are what Christianity is all about. The promises of God are your purpose as a Christian. I was going to write a very, very long list now, but that list would have taken quite a long time to read. So I've just got a few examples of promises of God. All surpassing power. Wow. Do you want a bit of that? Peace, joy, love, understanding, healing. Are you claiming these tonight? Are you wanting these promises to be revealed in your life tonight? Do we use the promises of God? Or are we just content in reading? In looking at them in black and white? And saying, oh yeah, that's quite good, that one, Steve. I like that promise. I know what I'll do with it. I'll get me big highlighter. There we go. Hey, I've got a promise in my Bible and it's highlighted. I can do that on this app, in this one as well. I've got a lot of highlighting in this particular Bible that I use on here. Is that where we leave it? Do we then just shut the Bible and say, sorted? Or are we living on the promises of God? Early in Scripture, in the Old Testament, it speaks of a promised land. The next thing I'd like to pose to you is, are you in the wilderness? When the promised land is just over the hill. It was interesting when I had a look on, there's a bit of a map bit, and it showed you the route of the children of Israel when they went through the wilderness. And it showed you where the promised land was. Now they didn't have the advantage of having that map. If they'd have realised how close they were travelling round, and it was just over the hill, I'm sure that journey would have been a lot shorter. Are we in the wilderness, or are we claiming the promised land? Each of us, God's not leaving anybody out here. Each of us here tonight can claim on God's promises. In Hebrews 4, verses 1 and 2, it says, therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who had obeyed. To me, that's saying that claiming the promises of God in our lives makes a great difference. Makes a difference that counts. Not only to us, but to others. Because living in those promises and claiming those promises, they can be seen inwardly and outwardly. Are you over the hill, not in age, and living in the promised land? Are you claiming them? Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 1 to 8, it says this, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. That deserves a wow just in that one verse. And these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your baskets and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord God will bless you. Wow. All these blessings will come to you and accompany you You will be blessed in the city and the country, in the country. What great blessings are spoken in these few verses. And the blessings which are relevant to each one of us. Blessings which can count in your life. Your potential, your goal, your promise. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 10, it says these words: Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoptions to his sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the ones he loved. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in Christ to be put into effect when the time reaches their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. What great potential there is in living in the promise or the promises of God. Are we pulling on the promises of God this evening? One more scripture for us just to contemplate on for a short time. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 7 to 9, it says these words: For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron, and you can dig copper out of the hills. Tonight, God has got something special for you. Tonight, God has got a promise for you to claim. Tonight, God's got more than one promise for you to claim. God's got promises for you to claim. Tonight, God's got a lot for you. Your production is more important And more importantly, tonight, you've not come to be in a mundane church. Tonight, I want it to be different. Tonight, I want you to claim the promises of God. In that last scripture, it didn't speak of just one kind of blessing. It spoke of many different ways in which the family of God would have then been blessed. But that type of blessing can come tonight. You might be thinking, well, Steve, I'm using God's promises. I do this for the church. And yeah, you can see what I've done. And that's great. But God's got an abundance of promises. He's got an abundance of gifts to give each one of us. It doesn't just stop with that one thing that you're doing. It might be that, yeah, you're providing the wheat, so to speak. But tomorrow, it wants you to bring the pomegranates in. It's a bit like that show that used to be on TV. I'm going back a few years now. I can't remember the name of the host, and I should really remember him because I can see him in my mind. So my marbles must be going somewhere. But it used to be that the celebrity or the contestant, depending whether it was celebrity or just a normal person that was coming on the show, it used to be, I think the name was Michael. It says, tonight, Michael, I'm going to be Matthew. Tonight, Matthew. I knew it was some beginning of it. Well, that's what God wants in your life. God wants you to claim that promise tonight and say, God, tonight I'm going to do this. And then the next night, tonight I'm going to do this, Lord. Or the next day, today, I'm going to do this, Lord. Claiming the promises of God. Or is it just going to be the same old, same old? Is it just going to be the same old routine? The same old, nice. Sunday night, this time of day, that's my seat over there, and sit down. That's the chorus is done with. Oh yeah, there we go, that's a nice message. Thank you very much. Good night, God bless, and we'll see you all next week. Or is it going to be something different? Are you going to take something tonight different? It's a challenge for each of us. It's a challenge to say, yeah, I want to live in God's promise. I want a bit of that God. I want to make that difference. I want people to see that difference in me tonight. Now, if we don't take that challenge, if we don't claim that promise, if we don't claim them promises. Now, I don't think God's got time to be in his throne room and just take the throne chair and sit on it. And he'll be looking down at us and thinking, well, yeah, that's good. What he said there's, that's fine, that's brilliant. And then everybody here tonight, just get up out of their chairs. Go and have a cup of tea after. And then go through that door. And it just be the same old, same old. Or will it just be God looking down and then he'll be going, maybe next week. Maybe next week they'll get it. Maybe next week they'll claim a promise. God's got something tonight. And he's got something tonight for you. He's got something tonight for me. It's up to you whether you want it to be the same old, Let's get excited. Let's look at God's scripture and God's promise and get excited. Let's grasp that pomegranate. Let's grasp that deep running water. Let's savour that honey. There is a promised land for you. There is a promised land for me. But it can be just the same old, same old. Amen.